When a problem comes along, you must call the Computer Corner right here, 602-277-5827, and hopefully together we can whip it.
Well, actually, you just let us whip it.
Okay.
Right, because we're the...
Why can't we whip it together?
We're professional whippers.
That sounds like a S&M kind of thing.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
And that's not in my world. That's not in one of the doors.
Hey, we're actually talking a little bit about webcams, video conferencing, all the cool stuff that you can do with a computer, a webcam, an internet connection, and a lot of motivation, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and if you're MacGyver, you don't even need all those things. Some paper clips and a rubber band, and you probably got everything you need.
Yeah,
well, Dixie cups and a string.
Well, we have some basic information posted at our website, datadoctors.com. So if you're one of those folks that has seen it, you've seen friends do it, you just thought, it just seems too technical.
It's not that technical.
It's really not. But if you want to check out all the resources we have everything from our suggestions to all the various ways to do this to our, I've got a webcam pick that I put up there that I think you can't go wrong with if you're going to be purchasing a webcam.
It's not that hard to do.
No.
And it's very inexpensive. In fact, you don't even have to have a specific webcam if you want to just try some things out. If you have some of the newer digital cameras, let you hook them up and run in kind of like a motion mode where they're hooked up to the computer and they can become a webcam. Or if you have some of the newer camcorders and things, the motion video things that you plug in, those guys a lot of times you can plug in and use them as webcams. Somewhat, so.
Which potentially could be a little difficult for some people.
Maybe. Or they make really inexpensive webcams you can buy at most electronics retailers. Or I think we have some links posted at our website at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and scroll through the resources
Correct.
Down below.
So let's go through this real quick. A lot of you are out there using something called IM, Instant Messaging. Yahoo Instant Messenger, Yahoo Messenger, MSN Messenger, AOL's buddy list, AML, all these different messenger services. Most all of them have an option for you to allow the video camera, or the webcam that you have hooked up to your computer to be used in conjunction with your IM client when you're chatting. So not only do you see each other, you can chat.
You can see each other too.
Yeah, it's not really a true video conferencing situation in that you're chatting the words and seeing each other.
You're typing and seeing. You're not really talking.
Yeah, I think on some of them you can actually talk as well. But still.
Or you can always pick up the phone and talk.
Yeah.
Right? You call and you get in front of the webcam at the same time?
Well, one of the things that you have to be concerned about when you do webcam transactions is the synchronization of the picture and the sound. If you use the phone to talk and you watch pictures on the computer,
the phone's the internet, faster than the computer.
Yeah, the Doppler effect?
It's kind of cool.
You see it? No.
It's like watching really bad dubbed from English to some other language movies.
It's worse.
With no subtitles.
Yeah. You hear it before you see it, so it's the reverse Doppler effect.
Now, if you type what you're saying as you say it on the phone and somebody's seeing it, it would be like subtitles dubbed. Would be really bad.
Right, and then you'll have to get therapy for F.
Right.
Yeah. So that's one of the ways you can do it. Now, built into Microsoft's operating systems for a while is a product called NetMeeting that can be used for a one-to-one. In fact, NetMeeting is what we used on our television show to allow full motion video. We'd actually allow people to ask questions from their home on camera and all that fun stuff. Same thing that Tech TV's been doing forever.
And they would call in on the phone and ask, and there was a little bit of synchronization problem, but it was kind of, cool.
So you can do audio and video through NetMeeting. For Apple users, there's a product called iChat that professes to be one of the higher technology audio-video synchronization, high-quality, large picture, all that good stuff. The bottom line on all this stuff is the connection method that you have on both ends will be one of the limiting factors. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and your grandma has a dial-up connection, then there could be limitations to how well the audio and video synchronize, or there could be limitations in the size of the video on the screen on both sides.
Yeah, it'll be like the size of a quarter if you have a dial-up, and it'll be more like the size of a baseball card if you have broadband.
So if you're if you want to make sure that this is a real good situation, if you can ensure that both parties are on a high-speed internet connection, that would be good. Now, one caveat to that, satellite that's considered a broadband or a high-speed internet connection, the satellite systems, the uplink, and that's the side, let's say I'm speaking with Brandon online with a video conference.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello, are you there? So I was being a satellite. It was taking a while to hear what you said.
Yeah, well, the satellite uplink is rather slow. It's rather small, so their downlink is pretty fast, but the uplink's pretty slow, so just be aware if you're on a satellite internet connection and you try to use webcams, there could be some interesting lag
Lots and lots and lots of latency.
Yeah.
It takes a long time for the signal to get from Earth to, you know, low Earth orbit and then back again, and that causes some slowdown. So.
Well, not only that, the amount of data that's able to be pushed up through the satellites is very limited compared to these others. So check all that out. Now, if you want to take the next step and say, you know what, I'm going to use this in my business, or this is very important to me, I want this to be the top quality, and I want to control the environment and do a lot of things of
that
nature.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Then you might consider checking into a product like what our next guest has for us. Can we punch up Peter for?
I can do this hands-free. Watch.
Can you?
Look, Ma, no hands.
Peter, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon
that.
To you.
Peter I was going to do that. I knew I was going to do this.
Moriarty.
I'd just use Peter. It's a lot easier.
Well, I mean, the natural tendency is to say Moriarty, right? He's the founder and president of face2facemeeting.com, and... we like to pimp the local companies. He's an Arizona-based company, so we wanted to have him come on and explain to our listeners, why would I, as a consumer or a business person or what have you, why would I want to step away from the free stuff that's out there that I get to figure out how to set up and put together myself and look at a product like what you're offering?
Okay. Well, first of all, with face-to-face meeting, we offer consistent, high-quality video images and fully synchronized sound over the public internet. And these are large images. I mean, you talk about baseball size, but you can even get full-screen videos using face-to-face meeting. And there's no jerky motions. It's near television quality. And on top of that, you can actually get up to 10 people on the screen all being able to see and speak together in Hollywood Squares style.
Peter, some might say you're crazy. 10 people over the internet using my broadband connection. Wow, my voice just went. That sounds kind of nuts.
You're getting verklempt, aren't you?
Something like that.
So you're getting excited. Well, obviously that is exactly what it implies. It's not just a one-on-one situation like in NetMeeting and some of these others.
No, it is. I mean, what we're trying to do is to improve the communications between people so they can actually see what the other person's reactions are, whether it be grandma and grandpa speaking to their grandchildren, or parents speaking to their kids going off to college. They really want to communicate properly with them. And of course, in businesses, particularly if you're in a sales force, you sometimes want to have up to 10 people together, whether it be a formal or an informal sales meeting, or you may just want a few people together for coaching, mentoring, and training.
So it sounds really cool. And it sounds like, okay, I want to do this, but I probably got to have like the latest, greatest technology and crazy video cards and all kinds of RAM and a T1 in my house to be able to do this, right?
Absolutely not, no. What you do need, you can take advantage of your existing desktop or laptop computer. We do recommend that you have a processor of 800 megahertz or greater. Yes, we can operate even down to 350 megahertz, but really, to get decent quality, you should have 800 megahertz. You need to have Windows, and you can have Windows 98, 2000, ME, NT, or XP, obviously.
Well, let's just lop ME users out of there. Let's just not add more grief to that.
Okay. But you can use existing Windows operating systems. You do need a broadband connection. Obviously, we operate with DSL, cable. We can operate wirelessly. We can use ISDN or T1. But you can operate even with DSL down to 90 kilobits per second.
So everything but a dial-up connection, basically.
Everything but a dial-up connection. And, of course, you need a web camera. And we actually recommend the iRes web camera from Global Media, which is actually a Scottsdale company, and we get excellent results.
And what kind of price would I pay for a camera, the one you recommend, just approximate?
The cameras are between $70 and $100, and that generally includes a kit with a... with a stand and with a microphone or headphones included. So you're talking about less than $100.
And the computer requirements that you were mentioning, I mean, 800 megahertz, these days, if you have a computer that's less than 2 years old, you're probably just fine because you're going to be over that 800 megahertz.
Absolutely.
You're probably going to have Windows XP most likely. So most people are probably covered just fine.
And the reality is if you have broadband, you probably have a slightly faster computer as well. You put more of a premium into technology. So.
Absolutely.
All right. So what else is there?
The only other thing you need to have, or we really recommend, is that you have an external unidirectional microphone, which generally costs less than $15. And with the iRes kit, you actually get those included as well.
I see. So it's more than just a little mic that's built into the webcam.
It is better if you've got an external microphone.
Because those webcam mics are really good when you talk to them.
And we get great quality, whether you're speaking long distance or even overseas. And we have clients in other countries as well. And we get great quality.
Now, is this something that would be like a subscription-based deal as far as you pay, or is it something I can do at one time, or is there a trial, or if I'm interested and I want to do this, I don't want to throw $1,000 into it, so how do I get started?
Well, first of all, you can go to our website, which is face-to-facemeeting.com, and you can get a 15-day free trial of the consumer product. And there are two services. The consumer service costs you less than $1 a day. It's an ASP model, so you're paying on a monthly basis. And there, so you pay actually $29.99 a month, and you have an unlimited number of minutes. So you could be on 24/7 with it. And
so
for that,
you could essentially use this if you have a person that you're talking to a lot long distance.
Absolutely.
You could basically avert the long distance charges.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's no charge per minute, no charge per meeting, and you get both the ability to do one-on-one and have up to 10 people on the screen at the same time.
Really, for $30 a month?
For $30 a
now,
month.
Now, would both ends need to have this subscription?
Yes,
so if I want to talk to Grandma, she has to have the subscription, and so do I.
She does.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, all 10 parties if you had 10 parties. Right.
Excellent.
Now, for the business user, it is more costly, and you get, first of all, you get full encryption. So you've got AES 128-bit encryption of voice, video, and data. But you can also share other Windows-based applications. So you can, for example, do a PowerPoint presentation. You can data collaborate using an Excel spreadsheet. And you also have a private online directory there. So basically any Windows-based application can be shared with the other people. And, of course, you still get unlimited minutes and you're able to have 10 people on the screen.
And what they talk about, like whiteboard
type interface.
Oh, you've got
whiteboard there, and you've got file transfer, you've got instant chat, you've got all of those features in a highly secure environment.
And what's that run?
That costs it depends on the number of users in your company, but between 1 and 24 users, it can be $99.99. If you've got a lot of users, the price drops down to just under $50 per user.
Wow. So a lot of features for that doesn't sound bad compared to some other things I've seen out there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think WebEx wanted like $7.50 a month or something.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous.
This is high quality and very cost effective.
Okay. So just before we run out of time here, face-to-face meeting, singular, right?
Singular.
We made the mistake of putting in the S and got a UK company. So face-to-face.
FaceMeeting.
And right. I think we've got a link at our website to make it easy. People are always used to that. Datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and look for the link to face-to-face meeting.
Yes.
That.
Peter, founder and president of face-to-facemeeting.com, we appreciate you giving us a little, shedding some light on, you know, there's so many different applications out there, and why would anybody pay for these extras? And obviously, some of the things I had alluded to with performance and synchronization, things where the audio actually matches the video? Wow, that's unheard of. Peter, thank you so much.
You very much indeed. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Again, that's face-to-facemeeting.com. If you want to try it, apparently there's a 2-week or 13-day trial or something you can check it out.
15-day trial.
15-day trial.
15 days, which is better than 2 weeks.
That is.
It's like 6% more or something.
7-minute abs. We're going to do 6-minute abs.
We're going to take a couple of minute time out. When we come back, your call, 602-277-5827. Ken and Brandon right back after this.